B-Pod Studios.
When I say about Embiid coming back, I mean that their talent is so good, and you're going to shorten the bench in the playoffs, that because their talent is so good, and because you're going to play more minutes, you got a chance that for talent to overcome the deficiency of the undisciplined nature in which they play. All right.
Well, naturally, yeah, you're dead right. And the defending every possession with a guy like Embiid as rim protector, Simmons and Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris to some extent, not as good of a defender as those three guys, but,
He's not a bad defender.
Not a bad defender, but he's not, you know, a lot like you. Butler, when he wants to defend, can defend. Same with Ben.
But their
Joe.
System is their assignments. They don't. Sometimes it doesn't make sense.
You hate it.
Well, yes, I do.
You've been complaining about it all year.
Look, Brett gave Billy Lang, who's one of the assistants, autonomy for his defense. And part of their defensive scheme is to have a hand in 3-point shots. Mm-hmm. And if you give up a mid-range or a layup, so be it. But we're going to try to then use it to further our own pace, get more shots up. So that's kind of what they like to do.
Yeah, we'll trade defend the two for the three.
Defend the three a little bit as best they could. The problem with the way they play defense is sometimes they get caught and they're slow in rotation because, the you know, 101, what I teach like third graders, which is the ball moves quicker than the body, right? So when you're caught scrambling, like they get caught scrambling, particularly against the Celtics, what do you give up but open threes?
Yeah. We saw that in that Celtic game a few weeks ago, and it was frustrating.
You're trying to take away the three, but sometimes you get caught scrambling, and that's where their undisciplined nature, when they're talking about defense, that's the problem.
Ken and Ben Salem's on the Fanatic. What's up, Kenny? Ken. Ken's not ready. Let's try David in Baltimore on the Fanatic. What's up, David?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Hi, Dave.
I'm going to get to Bryce Harper in a second, but Jason, I got a question for you on the Flyers with the trade of Wayne Simmons yesterday. I mean, I am a huge Wayne Simmons fan, but I totally get the trade, and I was for it as much as I did like him as a player. That being said, does his role need to be replaced? I know fighting's not a big part of the game anymore, and I'm cool with that, but at the same time, it does tend to send a message, especially like teams like against the Penguins. And if that is the case, who would be the guy to step into that role right now?
Well, yeah, you're looking for somebody as a, I guess for a better term in today's hockey would be a protector, right?
Correct.
So there's ramifications if you take a run at a guy. I mean, look, Hartman can fill that role.
Okay.
Yeah, he's okay. He's a guy that plays with that kind of edge as well, sometimes over it.
Yeah. I don't think it's a big part of the game anymore, but it is for against certain teams,
yeah. Especially and maybe in a
like
playoff series.
Malkin.
Yeah,
and
a playoff series.
And by the way, before I get to my Harper point, just a quick. I watched the outdoor game, which is awesome. Am I the only one that thinks that Mike Sullivan looked like an absolute idiot in that stupid hat he was wearing? On the
yeah, yeah, they all had those hats on.
Well, Scott Gordon looked way cooler in his baseball cap. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just aesthetics speaking.
Yeah. Recky looked cool in the hat, though.
I agree with that, though. I'm not a fan of that
Thank
hat.
You. Yeah, it looks ridiculous. He looked like my dad. It's like a dad hat. Now to the Bryce Harper thing. So, I'm literally losing it over here. I want him, but at the same time, like, this buyout thing, and I'm with you, Ant. Like, I don't care about the buyout. I don't care if they have to give him $1 billion. I want to win a World Series next year. But my only thing is with the buyout, how come these players only like it one way? Meaning, fine, you want the buyout, no problem. How about if you suck after 2 years, we get to cut you too?
Well, they have all the leverage, though. That's the problem, Dave.
Yeah, you're not going to get that. You're not going to get that. So
I know, but why? I agree. But at like, this point, I'm just losing it here. Like,
I know. I mean, and that's why you just give in on the option after the third year.
Yeah, because if you don't, you don't get him.
And let me ask the both of you. Bryce Harper on this team, does this make this
yes.
team better
yes.
next year?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
So then I don't care. I don't understand the fans that call and say, oh, well, we should save money for this.
You know what it is. They're just tired of it.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I don't blame
people. Give him whatever he wants.
Right. I don't blame people for having that opinion. I just think they're tired of it and... You know, they're like, well, why we're being held hostage. Like, I get all that. ultimately, for me, I'd rather just go for it the next couple of years. I think they're good enough. You put Harper in that lineup, they could win.
But you see, the thing is, Ant, like, I get what the fans are saying at the hostage thing. But I'm not a GM, okay? I'm a fan. I don't really care how much money John Middleton has to pay, okay? I want to win a World Series next year. I don't understand this mentality. Like, John Middleton's not giving me any of his money if he saves it. So
yeah, but the fans ultimately end up paying more for other things, David.
Maybe like later payroll. On, but I want to win a World Series now.
Okay, well, I get it, and I'm with you, and I get it, and you're right. Bryce Harper makes this team better. There, if you don't believe that, then we can't really have a conversation.
Yeah,
because he does. I mean, he's the left-handed bat they need in the middle of that lineup with power. He's the face of the franchise. All of those things, and I'm where David is, though, in the sense that it is getting really frustrating and old and tiresome. And then Arenado and this deal coming down with Colorado could change the tenor of negotiations yet again. It's crazy. Let's go to TJ in Center City on the Fanatic. What's up, TJ?
Good afternoon, guys. I got my blood boiling a little bit today with Anthony, you know, finally going off about this. And I know we've been complaining about Brett Brown for a little while, but enough is enough, okay? I know that they can't get rid of him this year, but I so wish that they could announce today that Anthony Gargano or Jason Martinez is the new head coach of the 76ers. With this coach right now, they have no shot at all at beating a Bucks team, a Toronto team, a Boston team, because the coach is holding them back. Thank God that Brett Brown has Joel Embiid to mask his deficiencies, because, yeah, the talent on the floor is beating these subpar teams.
I know. I feel you, brother. I mean, that's why, listen, it's been a step. I've always wanted to give him the I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. But all year long, as they have accrued more and more talent, he's become more and more exposed. And that's I feel bad, but it's driving me as nuts as it's driving you.
Look, this is what I'm seeing. Like when he this is his 6 year as the Sixers head coach. For 4 years, like, when they hired Brett Brown, like, all right, Brett, for the next 4 years, you just got to babysit these guys. We're going to suck for the next 4 years.
Yeah,
eventually, I'm going to give you count. And you know what Brett Brown is? It's like he's still stuck in that mode. And you know what? I feel bad for him to the point where if you're a brand-new head coach in the NBA, as a head coach, you need time to grow as a coach. And those 4 years, Brett Brown couldn't grow as a coach. He was sitting there. You're sitting there wasting away seasons. And you know what? It sucks. And you should be worried, Ant. And the only thing that we can hold our hats up high or hold our heads up high is that at the end of this season, the Elton Brand, we know he's a good basketball guy. He's done great so far. He says, look, Josh Harris, look, guys, this is not the right guy. And we better hope that the Sixers are not married to Brett Brown. Because if they are and they say, Elton, Brett's untouchable, then the Sixers are screwed. So let's go, Sixers, man. Let's make a move. And I know we can't do anything this year, and we're stuck with Brett this year. But when they get knocked out in the second round, I hope that Elton Brand makes the right move. I really hope they do.
That's going to be interesting.
She's the one thing. Like, I know I open up a can of worms because I freak out today. I just want to caution TJ, who just called, and everybody else. It's not good for us to automatically wave a white flag in February. We all see what we see. It's all valid. All the criticism is valid. You know, I mean, we all watch this thing closely, and we all point out the warts. Again, maybe, just maybe, the talent can eclipse, and a couple of right moves here and there, a couple of tweaks, and it can make a run. That's my only lesson. Listen, I'm not telling you don't go off, because I'm going to go off, and I'll probably go off 10 times between now and the playoffs. But always keep that in the back of your mind, that when the playoffs start, they are immensely talented. You're going to shorten the bench.
That's when the true referendum comes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in February, and it's not going to be the first couple weeks of March. 610-632-0975. I'm going to have to remind you of that, I think, on a number of occasions.
Yeah, I'm probably...
But you're living in the moment.
Again, I'm probably going to go off 10 times.
Yep.
Like I've done this entire season.
Yeah. We live in the moment as sports fans. We go based on what you saw the night before. And what you saw last night, what we all saw last night,
and
we didn't like.
And it's real.
Yeah.
This isn't like, this is not
a manufactured
like
outrage.
No. When I say it's real, it's real concern. Mm-hmm. This is not some emotional whim. This is real concern that you have.
610-632-0975. One open line. Midday Show, Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Well, let me tell you about the uncles. Because these moments when you start to freak out, you always want to go to your wisdom guy, right? So I go to my uncles, Greg and Paul at Family Chrysler Dodge Ram. Hey, right now, you could save thousands on all your favorite winter-ready Jeep 4x4s and Ram trucks at Family. You choose. You can drive home a new Jeep or a new Ram truck for $159 down or $159 a month. It's your choice. Only at Family, you get oil changes and state inspection and loan a car at no charge. And at Family, your buying experience is always fun, fast, friendly, best service after the sale. That's because of the uncles. Go down and see. They've been down at the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, jeez, for three generations. Go see Uncle Greg. He's all tanned up from Clearwater. He and Gabe, they're in a competition. Who's got the better tan? Go to Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You'll be more than a customer. Indeed, Family. The Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Online anytime. FamilyAutos.com. See the uncles for details.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Earlier today with Gargano and Mertidis.
So last night, the Sixers should have beat that team by 20. They didn't need Joel Embiid to beat that team by 20 last night. They didn't need that. They needed a coach that could understand what time and place is. Jonah Bolden shooting a three with 20 seconds left on the shot clock is inexcusable, all right?
Yeah.
Having Tobias Harris inbound to Jonathan Simmons is dumb. Why would you do that?
When you acquire all these great players and star players and at different levels with Jimmy Butler and Tobias and Embiid and Simmons, it's great on paper, but getting it together on the floor is one thing. And the coach right now seems befuddled on how to do it.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson. Try their all-new Dietz Nuts protein-packed savory sausage snack. Learn more at DietzandWatson.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
Well, it's 12:22.
Is that a sick cat?
Meow. No, that was.
Clench your teeth.
I get angry. I start to growl
and punch things.
I've always had that bad flaw, character flaw. The growling never really works.
An ability to deal with frustration and anger.
Yeah.
Well, you're counting down the days right now to Thursday to see if Joe returns. Do we feel good that Joe's going to return Thursday?
I don't know. I would think so because it's Westbrook. But quite frankly, I just assume he comes back for Saturday. You know he's going to come back Saturday night.
Yeah, back so home.
This is just a team that craves discipline. They crave discipline. Discipline in their defensive. If you look at where their rotation, we talk about rotations, and they just crave it. They crave discipline. Clock, score, what it is, the feel for the game.
Mm-hmm. The thing that's driving you crazy is you see all the talent, but they're not getting the most out of the talent right now.
Right.
And untapped. And that's hard
and
to take.
And I'm already allowing for playing with one another to be an issue.
Yeah, an adjustment period.
So I get that. But that doesn't come into play when Jonah Bolden's shooting threes at that juncture of the game.
Or Tobias Harris is inbounding the ball.
At that juncture of the game.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
How about Ben shot a three?
I mean, wouldn't you rather have Jonathan Simmons inbounding the ball to Tobias Harris?
I'd rather have Wayne Simmons inbounding the ball to Tobias Harris.
Right? I mean, come on, man. But that's like...
How about Lionel Simmons?
Right. I'll take a shoot. But that's the obvious. That's the obvious. Yeah. Come on, man.
Certain things just can't happen, and they are happening. That's the frustrating part.
Yes.
How about Ben jacking up a three last night?
Yeah. Listen, Ben dominated stretch. And there's another thing. He sits Ben for a prolonged stretch in the second half.
Yeah. Doesn't make
sense. And then he wasn't the same when he came in.
It was like he never got hot, never got warm again.
Allow him to fall. That's the one kid that you can play all time. You don't have to worry about anything with Simmons.
Yeah, because he's so economical with his energy.
Because he's a freak. Like, he's the guy you don't have to worry about.
Yeah,
like
three steps, he's down the floor.
He's a monster. Mm-hmm. He's in great shape. Let him go. Yeah. Like, you just wind him up, let him go.
And I was surprised by that, too, in the second half, Amp, because of what happened against Portland. Like, you think you're going to come out in the second half and, okay, let's get these guys on the floor. Let's get this in, like, so comfortable
you know you can beat Anthony Davis. They're not playing him. You know, they're afraid at some point he's going to get hurt. Like, you know, you got to be careful because he's your franchise. You got to trade him in the offseason.
Yeah.
So New Orleans has been playing him 21 minutes a night.
Yeah, they're bubble wrapping him.
So with Anthony Davis, by the way, when Anthony Davis was in the game, he dominated.
Oh, yeah.
Like, imagine if Anthony Davis actually played 38 minutes like he normally would.
They
would
have lost last night.
Yes, they would have.
And that's to your point, though.
Correct.
He only played 21 minutes last night. What do you have, 19 last night, I think Anthony Davis had? I think he only had 19 points. Yeah. I'll look it up, but nonetheless.
He played 21 minutes.
Yeah, 21 minutes last night for Anthony Davis. He had 18 points last night. He was 8 of 14.
11 boards?
No, he only had 6 rebounds last night, Anthony Davis. But... Got to get Joe back on Thursday. I want to see.
And it's 21. Think about that. He had 18 points in 21 minutes.
Yeah.
And if he's on the floor, it makes everybody else better. Drew Holiday gets better looking shots.
It's a trickle down effect.
Diallo gets better. I mean, they all get better looks.
Yeah.
They lose the game. If he plays anything more than 21 minutes, they lose. Now imagine that. If they had lost last night, I'm coming in. I'm freaking out after a win.
Yeah, that's the thing. Somebody DM me and goes, oh, this is after a win last night. Now, I get why the bro's mad, because he had money on the Sixers at -2.5.
Nah, the win or loss doesn't matter.
It's what you saw.
The game was put in peril at the end. Like,
unnecessarily.
You should have won that game by 20, and yet they have the ball. I don't care they won the game. They got bailed out.
Yeah, they got outscored in the fourth quarter 27-18 against that team. Right? Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Lou in Westchester on the Fanatic. How you doing, Lou? Mike in Montgomeryville on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I know you guys switched over to Sixers, but I just want to talk a little Phillies real quick.
Nah, it's all everything's a play.
All right, well, I think not all's too bad with the Phillies. I mean, the whole offseason's been great, I think. You know, Real Muto's great. Gene Segura's a great shortstop, and David Robertson's a really good reliever out of the bullpen. And if Harper doesn't want to come here, screw him. Who cares?
Yeah, I care. I think you're cutting off your nose.
I mean,
you need a left-handed power bat in the middle of that lineup. You need balance in the lineup.
I know. It's a bonus if Harper comes here, but I think the whole offseason.
I'll put it this way. You're not winning a World Series as constituted.
Yeah, I mean, the National League's a little weaker than the American League, but I think they can get
there. Did you look at the NL East?
They can win the NL East.
The NL East is good. Without Harper, the NL East is good.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're better than the Braves. I think we're better than that.
You do? You think they're better than Nationals? When they come in with Patrick Corbin and Scherzer and Strasburg.
Yeah, three-game series.
And they can still rake.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, it's not going to be easy, but I think the whole thing.
I think you need Harper.
You're right in the sense, Mike.
Bones.
They're better, but they're not as good as they can be with Harper.
It's not a
left-handed bat.
Oh, I know. Certainly, Harper makes it so much better, but I mean, I still think they did a great job getting Real Muto. He's a top three catcher.
They did a nice job.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we're mixing words. Like, yeah, I like what they did so far.
Yeah, but Harper's not a bust.
But you're honestly, I disagree with you that they're better than Washington or Atlanta without Harper.
It's close. It's not going to be easy, but I think I wouldn't be surprised if the Phillies win the NL.
I would if there's no Harper. I would.
Too.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Let me be real with you.
They need the left-handed bat.
You need to balance it out because here's the thing: you don't have pitching. Now you want to tell me they're going to get Keuchel? All right, well, we'll see. We'll see if they get Keuchel. We'll see how effective he is. I like their bullpen a lot. Like, don't get me wrong. I mean, and I love Real Muto, but they still need you need power. You played Citizens Bank Park.
Now, if they don't get Harper and they go out and get Keuchel and Kimbrel,
we went through. Yeah, I like Kimbrel. I think that's a good move because then to me, you get the lead at the six innings, ball game. Andrew and I did this. We did the Nats lineup versus the Phillies lineup. Do you remember, Andrew?
Yeah, we went over the depth chart. And with Harper on the Nationals, they win easily. And with Harper on the Phillies, they have a...
Phillies win.
It's not easily like the Nationals.
Because of that pitching.
Right.
But the Corbin.
Like, the Nationals have a good lineup.
Yeah. Well, what if Bryce Harper ends up in the dot with the Dodgers?
No, well,
the Nationals still win
because of the pitching.
Well, and their lineup's
their
really
lineup
good.
Is good. Yeah. You know, you still have Rendon,
and you have the left-handed
Zimmerman,
Soto. They brought in Brian Dozier,
right? Which was a big deal because he's a guy that's a veteran that can hit. You still have
Kurt Suzuki, good catcher.
Robles is. I was talking to
fourth highest prospect in major leagues.
I was talking to Nightingale about Robles. Victor Robles, who's a stud. Trey Turner, who I love.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other part is you still have the hole of not having the left handed bat in the middle of your lineup.
Yes. Right,
that's the big thing.
That's why,
not just what they have, it's what you don't have.
That's why, unfortunately, like, I don't want to be like an ingrate. Like, yeah, you did well. I like what you did.
You did a nice job.
You did even more than my shop, but you're not good enough, at least on paper.
Yeah. Let's go to Joe in Fishtown on the Fanatic. Hey, Joe.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Joe.
How are we?
What's up, brother?
I want to, first off, the Bryce Harper thing. I mean, I still think he's coming. I want him. I'm with you, Ant. 3 years. If he doesn't want to be here, see you later. But, We need to grab him. It's been the whole talk. There's no anybody that says we don't want him. They're just in denial because they're frustrated that we don't have him yet. And it's just like a privileged problem. Like he should already be here. You know, to the Sixers, you know, it's the clock management at the end of that game. That's just slow the ball down. You know, these guys just want to, you know, Bolden gets in there. He wants to make the most of his time. So he hit a couple threes. He thinks he's got the green light. I didn't like that shot either. But I wanted to talk two things. One, Mike Scott's interview was just phenomenal last night. I don't know if you caught it.
No, I was angry. I turned it off.
They were talking about him, you know, oh, you hit some shots. It was great. And he just, you know, completely... So you got to watch it. It was great. I'm sure you'd get a kick out of it. And I want to talk about Jimmy Butler because I just don't like now's a perfect time without Joe to be Jimmy Butler, to take over a game. And I just don't see him doing it. And I don't know if it's he doesn't want to, if he's not in a position to, but regardless, if he signs here or somewhere else, he needs to play. He needs to show that he's still got it. He wants that big contract.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I don't understand what's going on with him. It's a fog. He's in a fog. I don't get it. I don't understand.
And, you know, last point, Ben Simmons, I think, since the break, has just been playing the best ball I've seen him
play. How about the that stretch in the second quarter?
It's really fun to watch. Like, he's dominating. He can do what everyone said that he could do that he hasn't done yet, which is get to the rack and finish
with ease at any time that he wants to.
Yeah, his assertiveness with Joe out of the lineup, especially. Did I send you that text? I said text last night. He's one of those guys. Look, I love watching him be because he's so dramatic.
Yeah, he brought up Sid the Kid.
Yeah, and a guy like Peyton Manning.
He always had to put the hockey reference in.
Well, that legitimizes it for a lot of people and for you in particular. But like, there's certain guys that I've watched playing sports in other cities. Mm-hmm. Great, like Peyton Manning was. I always call it a masterclass in quarterback play. And you know, when you watched when I watched Sidney Crosby, that's a masterclass in how to play that sport. There's guys like watching Roy Halladay pitch was a masterclass in precision and outthinking your opponent and every little aspect combined with the obvious ones. And when I watch Ben Simmons play, and he's not a finished product yet, but it's like watching a guy that has all of those skills to become like the master of his craft. And you saw that in the second quarter last night. Like, I'm watching going, boy, this is the full allotment of what he has to offer. And when it's all harnessed and consistent, and it's going to be a masterclass from Ben Simmons. And because he's not a scorer, it's more cerebral.
Yes.
Because he's setting everybody else up.
No, yes.
He had one play on the break yesterday. It was like a 2-on-3.
Mm-hmm.
And he picks up the dribble, goes around his back, and then does a reverse layup past Anthony Davis with ease. Like, it was fluid.
You were up magic, and it was. It was exactly magic. And that's why when people criticize him, and I'm like, please, be patient with him.
Yeah.
He's the one that's got so much ability. Guys don't make plays like that. Like, just if you watch him make plays like that, then you got to be able to project down the line and go, all right, he's special.
Yeah. When he has a run like he did in the second quarter last night, you go, okay, we know that talent is in there, and he's just figuring out how to tap it more consistently.
You know, it's funny because people criticize him for it because of the lack of shot. They bring up these point guards that can't shoot, right? He's 6'10".
Yeah.
Those guys were 6'3 and 6'4. He's 6'10 with shoulders. So he gets to
can run.
Well, that's the point. He gets to the rim. So he's not those guys.
Yeah.
So there's another facet to his game that's not, you know, whoever offensively challenged point guard you want to give me.
I loved what Rondo was doing in his prime. Add 7 inches.
Thank you.
Add 8 inches.
And therein lies my point.
Yeah, and the defense that comes with that 7 inches. 610-632-0975. Dell in Germantown's on the Fanatic. What's up, Dell?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yo, Dell.
Hey, you know, I would like to keep Jimmy Butler, but to play devil's advocate. At the end of the season, would you guys be interested in a sign and trade for Eric Gordon and a pick?
I'm not a big Eric Gordon fan.
Well, you know, the thing I think with Jimmy Butler is he probably shines best as the first or second option. I just think, you know, if he's not doing everything that he knows he's capable of on the basketball court, then
you check out on it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And the thing about Ben Simmons is people say he's a transcendent player. He's not a generational player. He's absolutely a generational player. Even right now, it's an unfinished product. The only point guard I might take over him is Steph Curry. I think he's definitely a top 5 point guard. I think he's there with just about anybody. I would not take Kyrie Irving over him, even though Kyrie's playing out his mind. I'm in love with Ben Simmons. I just think he's a great player. And he's only a second-year player.
Exactly. I'm with you. You watch him make, like, that was magic. Like, that play that we were describing,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's magic. Like, who does that? It's 6'10", though.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. He's going to be great. I mean, people get on like he's a 6-7-year player and it's not adding anything.
No.
It's his second year. He's going to be so special.
I'm with you.
You're going to have the two in 5 years, you're going to probably have the two top 5 players in the league on the same team.
Now, here's the thing. I'm with you. If you let Jimmy go, there's only one guy I want to go after.
KD.
Durant.
KD. Well, you know what? I was thinking even if we don't let him go, we get a sign of trade and we get two starters for him, because maybe he might be addition by subtraction. Maybe you don't need another superstar, but you need like two solid wing players. And I would be fine with that. We got to keep Tobias, but you know, with Ben, Joel, Tobias, and like two solid 3-and-D guys, I think that would be good, because I think Jimmy just...
I'm just worried about a sign and trade, because I don't know the market, what the market's going to hold for Jimmy. Like, if Jimmy doesn't work out here, you know, if I'm a team, I'm not going to sign and trade. Let's figure it out. And
why would a team do a sign and trade when they can just sign him?
Right.
If they really want him.
Well, depending on the money, you can make the money, it'll bet the money. But you're going to look at Jimmy with a raised eyebrow, right, if it doesn't work out.
Because they got a chance to win here. And teams will consider his history.
Yes.
For sure. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got the Bring the Heat line. And both things still in play. Talking a lot about Brett Brown last night. I know the Sixers won last night, and that's all well and good. A win's a win. I get it. But there's some fundamental flaws with this Sixers team, even without Embiid, that we've been discussing and you came to the table with today. Very irritated about. You came in irritated today.
I did.
And you seem a little less irritated.
I'm not. I'm just, I'm giving the audience a break.
All right. And still the Bryce Harper.
Because I would tell myself to shut up.
Yeah. The Bryce Harper situation. Arenado looks like, what is that, an 8-year deal? And I think after the third year, there's an opt-out there as well.
Yeah, with the CBA about to expire, it's 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it coincides with the new CBA. And if they're going to be spending money... That's why all these agents want opt-outs after 3 years.
Yes.
So give it to Bryce Harper, give him the opt-out, and let's go.
610-632-0975. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk union, because the union back. That's right, they're back in action this weekend. The home opener kicks off on Saturday. Right there, 1 o'clock at Town Energy Stadium. The boys in blue are going to look to start strong in their 10th anniversary season against Toronto FC in front of a packed home crowd. You're looking live at Town Energy Stadium. Union coming off their best season ever after an MLS playoff run in the fall, setting records for both wins and points in the season. International World Cup Mexican superstar Marco Fabian will make his home debut. Can't wait to see him in action. He's a stud. Marco Fabian. The union also welcomed the return of young rising stars from right here in Philadelphia. Austin Trusty, Mark McKenzie, plus veteran leaders Alejandro Bedoya, Jamaican goalkeeping sensation Andre Blake. I'm expecting some big things from this tough, young, hungry squad this season. Talon Energy Stadium going to be rocking. Join us down for opening day Saturday, 1 o'clock. Philly Soccer is back. You can grab tickets for the opener while they're still available online at PhiladelphiaUnion.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, coming up top of the hour, your chance to go off. Bring the heat line.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question there, Jason. If you were tonight, Flyers and Sabres back-to-back, their second game they played last night lost. How are you feeling about tonight? Flyers are a big favorite.
Well, it's one of those spots you go, whoa, look at the spot. Coming off an emotional win, comeback win. That win doesn't matter unless you get a win tonight. Saturday. It's like almost fritter it away. To make the win Saturday worth something, you better win tonight. I like them tonight. The number is, you're right, it's huge. Minus 155, 160 in some places. Yeah, I like them tonight. I think you lose a player. Simmons isn't playing tonight. They're playing 7D tonight, so Phil Myers will be dressed. So I imagine they'll get the win tonight. The Moose goes again tonight.
More importantly, they're wearing the Stadium Series jerseys tonight. The sweaters.
Oh, they are.
They're wearing the Stadium Series sweaters tonight. So they got the good luck charm going into tonight.
Dude, I love those.
I thought they were awesome.
If you were going to rank the top 10 Philadelphia jerseys, any of the sports, what would it be?
Number one would be the Kelly Green. For a lot of people.
You go Kelly Green.
It wouldn't
one?
Be for me, but that would be where I think most people will go to Kelly Green.
I'm be real with
you. I like it.
Number one is the Sixer Snake thing. I thought that was
really?
Right.
Yeah. You put that number one.
I love that Sixer thing, yeah.
Wow, okay. I like that one. I like the gray.
I love the Sixer Snake thing.
I did like the old
stars.
The blue. When Iverson was playing.
You like that?
I loved it.
I didn't like the
I think it's because I have one, and that's why I love it.
I liked the blue, but I didn't like the logo.
The neon blue, yeah.
I didn't
it's
like
not
the
bad.
Logo.
Yeah, I agree.
The powder blue fills.
Love the powder that's, blue fills.
I do like that one with the old P.
I love the powder blue fills. I like the... I got to tell you. The Flyers used to have a black... on black practice jersey.
They still have that.
But you remember back in the day, mm-hmm. I had one of those black on black practice jerseys.
The logo was just outlined in white, but it was a black logo.
It was yeah. awesome.
Yeah. Well, the black jersey, the Lindros years and LeClair years, black yeah. jersey was cool.
Yeah. I like the orange. Flyers always have good stuff.
Yeah.
This one, I love their winter class, the Stadium Series
I love
jersey.
The 2012 winter classic one.
I like this one better.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because I like the ties on that one, the way they had it. It was like an old school sweater type jersey.
See, Fat P to me will always be up. And Kelly Green, I love. I'm a liar. I go Kelly Green one, I think.
Yeah, I would think you would. I like it, but I'm not number one.
What about the old 80s Sixers? Just the plain red with just Sixers across.
Love it.
I like that.
Like
too.
That.
It reminds me of Barkley.
Love it.
Yeah. Barkley Mahorn years. Jimmy Lynam. Armin Gilliam. Hersey hey. Hawkins.
Gumby.
Yeah, the Gumby hairdo.
What are we missing? What about the Phil's St. Patrick's Day hat?
Yes, of course.
Well, I like that. Yeah, it's cool.
I actually kind of like the Phillies. I don't know if they still wear them. The alternate cream color jersey.
Yes, I like that.
I actually like that too.
That reminds me of Kevin Millwood.
Reminds me of Ryan Howard.
Yeah.
Kevin Millwood?
Yeah. Well, he was there with that Ryan Howard too.
I like the cream colored.
Yeah, I do too. It's like an off-white,
mm-hmm.
like an antique off-white cream. Yeah, I like that one. There's been only been a few that I didn't like.
I hate black Eagle jerseys.
Do you?
I don't mind it. I know yeah, you don't like
I kind of like
hate it. Hate it. I did not like these Sixer Iverson years.
You didn't like the black one though either? The one they wore in the finals?
No. I loved them with the basketball on it.
Nah.
I loved
I'm
it.
Out.
I liked the black one, I will admit that. I did not like the Flyers reboot jersey they used in the Roenick years. Remember they tried to update that logo a little bit?
I'm trying to remember what that looked like.
Oh, I'll show it. It's not good. They tried to get a little fancy with it.
I kind of remember it. How about the Flyers long pants? Do you remember that?
The Cooperalls.
Did you like the long pants?
No. No, a lot of obviously I was growing up playing at that time, and everybody was wearing them. They were horrible.
Who was the only other NHL team to wear the long
Hartford
pants?
Whalers.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, if you want to step over here, look at this jersey. They tried to update the Flyer logo in the middle, and it didn't work.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's horrible. 610-632-0975. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to... Damien in Coatesville joins us on the Fanatic. Hey, Damien.
Hey.
Hurry.
Hey.
What else you got beyond that, bud?
Oh, Jason.
Yeah.
Oh, I was saying, because you see, Jonah Bowles, he shot that three because he looked over and Bobar was at the table. There ain't no discipline.
Ain't
nothing going to happen.
Nothing.
They know Brett ain't going to do nothing.
Nothing. And that shot, how bad is that shot?
Horrible.
Horrible.
I seen Bobon at the table. I said, oh, he's going to get his last shot off. Come on, man. But they know Brett ain't going to do nothing.
You're right. There's no team discipline. There's no team when it comes to assignments defensively, when it comes to score, shot, game. Come on, man. You got to play
There's
smart.
No coaching. He's not coaching. That's why Tobias can take it out. And Jonathan Simmons can run and get it like he was going to make the free throws. Because we know Ben ain't there, but slow it down. Take your time. But ain't no
why in the world would Tobias be taking the ball out? Like, game, exactly. Like, that makes no sense.
They're not even paying attention, cuz. Like, they just, you know what I mean?
Tobias almost loses your game. 80%. Yeah. Loses your game. Like, that's inexcusable. It is. Yeah. It's inexcusable.
And I don't mind Brett, but I'm like, Brett gonna let them do whatever they want. That's why JoJo played when he wants, and they got to. That's why it seems like a big surprise when you guys set him down forever, because y'all scared. They probably scared to tell them what to do. Like, them dudes do what they want.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Then what Markelle Fultz, we all kind of laughed at it at first, going, yeah, we need a coach with some that's going to that push you a little bit. We all laughed at that at first, right, Damian? It turns out we're starting to maybe think that maybe Markelle Fultz was right. Now, it was hard hearing from his mouth, but maybe he was on to something.
He got said better, though, because the Sixers tried. They tried. Like, Brett tried. Brett ain't never.
Well, apparently, no matter what, apparently he's not trying because it's not working. You don't try.
Oh, not Brett. I'm saying, yeah, but Markelle, too. Like, what was you doing? Like, you still ain't playing. Like, we don't know what's going on. But, yeah, but Brett's not crying. Brett's not coaching, man. Brett. You know, I guess he's best friend with Ben's dad. And right now, I think Jimmy's on the back seat because of the yes, shut up, and get paid. But also, the offense is changing right now. Ben is taking over.
Jimmy really doesn't
know what to do.
Well, right, because he's got Jimmy playing more facilitator in a lot of ways.
And Jimmy seems checked out in that role.
Well, you know, I mean.
He's on the fire.
I don't know if he's checked out. I got to figure it out. I don't know what it is. He had 16 shots last night. Mm. The shot distribution was fine. It was eerily perfect in that I believe Ben, Jimmy, and Tobias each got 16 attempts. Do you have the box score in front of you?
I got it right here.
I know that Jimmy had 16 attempts.
All right, Jimmy Butler had 11 points on 5 of 16 shooting.
16 attempts, right.
Redick, 16 attempts.
Yeah, okay, there it is.
And Tobias Harris, 16 attempts. Ben Simmons, 16 attempts.
All right. Like,
yeah, it's well balanced.
That was what stood out to me is that all those guys got 16 shots.
Yeah.
Which, that balance doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
They don't really care that they all got 16 shots. I just found it odd that they all got 16 attempts. But I don't understand what's going on with Butler. I don't.
Yeah, they got to the line 15 times. The starters did for the Sixers.
That's not enough.
Yeah. And then only 4 more off the bench. Yeah, not enough. 19 times.
Well, their bench is not good.
No. Scott last night, 31 minutes. Simmons last night, 13 minutes.
He played 31 minutes, Mike Scott?
31 minutes last
night. God,
TJ got 14. Boban, 20.
I got to tell you, I can't stand Mike Scott.
He drives you nuts.
Well, he's just no good. Now, I know you're down. That's the problem, is that you're down bodies.
Yeah.
But, man, Mike Scott.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.